Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I chose to begin the new season's ESPN columns, and thank you to ESPN, particularly James Martin, who said it was okay to read these for the socios. I chose to begin by looking at the arrival of Robert Lewandowski to Football Club Barcelona. It's a fascinating subject. It's one which, as part of Barcelona's extraordinary summer, genuinely one of the most extraordinary things I've witnessed in my time in football journalism, the amount of debt, the need to clear people out, the way in which they've gone out and sought a means to sell their future in order to gain quick money now, how they've spent it, the squad and team that they're assembling, all of that is just, it's simply remarkable. It's caused opprobrium from, most largely from England, but Julian Nagelsmann at Bayern also had a little dig at them. There's been a feeling, I think, that it's not just what Barcelona are doing. There's been a lot of misreporting, there's been a lot of misunderstanding, and there is no question in my mind that only an extraordinary return of success can justify the way in which Barcelona have kissed goodbye to a lot of future revenue in order to have jam today. That's the expression, isn't it? Jam today, crusts tomorrow. But at any rate, Lewandowski is at or around the most expensive of their investments. If the outlay for Rafinha might have been a little bit more, Rafinha isn't being paid what Lewandowski is being paid. I come to that in the column. And therefore, his arrival at his age has been examined in some aspects. But I genuinely felt that there was one major aspect which has gone, until now, I think, ignored. And therefore, I wrote this. Because he's the second most expensive transfer for a footballer over 33, and because FC Barcelona are going all in by mortgaging their future to crash build a competitive squad, the general questions so far have focused on, is Robert Lewandowski capable of giving Barca value for money, given that he turns 34 in August? The doubters have carped. Firstly, is the Pole going to repay such a vast investment, which with salary and fee won't be far short of 100 million over the 4 years of his contract? And secondly, will he adapt to Xavi's brand of football, then score those killer goals which Barcelona have so sorely lacked over the last two seasons? It isn't that these questions are completely out of place, not at all. But I think there's another extremely important one which has been left ignored. Namely, are Barca ready for Lewandowski? There's a host of reasons to ask this. Lots of key tests, the club, rather than exclusively the player, must pass for this high-budget summer marriage to flourish. Firstly, this world-class striker has joined Barcelona while accepting a genuinely remarkable risk given his status and given the quality of clubs Bayern, Paris Saint-Germain, Chelsea, actively competing to retain or sign him. At the absolute outside from this week, Barcelona have 35 days to meet La Liga's financial fair play rules by vastly reducing their salary mass in order to register all their new signings. Currently, those are Lewandowski, Rafinha, Kessié, Christensen, Pablo Torre, but Sergio Roberto and Dembélé count as new signings too because they went out of contract. It's not a contract extension in the case of the Frenchman and the Catalan. So, Barcelona face an enormous task. However, infinitely more pressing is the fact that at the time of this column, President Joan Laporta and his transfer team have slightly more than 2 weeks to get at least a couple of the key signings, Lewandowski and Rafinha at the head of the queue, fully registered and ready to play in the season opener against Rayo Vallecano at Camp Nou. Just think about the row. Think about the embarrassment if they can't even manage that. You can bet your bottom dollar that "Will you be in financial shape to register my client?" played a huge part in negotiations, and you can bet that there'll be stringent penalty clauses inserted in Lewandowski's deal if Barcelona fail to meet La Liga rules in time to get him registered and playing, at worst, by September the 1st. But even though Lewandowski was evidently wowed by Laporta and Xavi, both while choosing Barcelona and during the process of making it ultra clear to Bayern that they could stop their efforts to persuade him to stay, this remains an incredible situation. In my opinion, it's unprecedented. He's world class, about to turn 34, desired by top clubs around Europe, yet when making his debut in a classical win, 1-0, over Real Madrid in Las Vegas, Lewandowski wasn't even aware of whether he'll be registered in time to start Barcelona's season. It's crazy. Now, the Camp Nou club has put in such effort on player sales, salary reduction and revenue generation, with the Spotify sponsorship included, the total is over 800 million since spring, that it feels inconceivable their new superstar or the other star signings are at risk of not being registered to play in La Liga until the January window. Nevertheless, the proof is in the pudding. For example, even though the cause wasn't financial, you can bet everything you own that when Dani Alves re-signed for Barcelona last January, he was unaware that they wouldn't register him to play in their UEFA Europa League campaign. Might one of this summer's signings have a nasty shock awaiting? Even if it's a minor risk, Lewandowski has staked a huge amount by agreeing to sign for a club which wasn't able to immediately confirm his eligibility with the authorities who govern Spain's league. Barcelona have made him promises. He and his agent have accepted them in good faith. But listen, the clock is ticking. The next vital areas where Barcelona need to quickly demonstrate to this imperious, ultra-demanding athlete that they're at his level of competence are training, fitness, injury prevention, recuperation, plus also when he and others will need to be rotated. In my opinion, training sessions, at least theoretically, should not be the main problem. Xavi and Lewandowski share a vision of what elite football should be like. The Catalan's impact on the daily workouts once he took over from Ronald Koeman last November was seismically good, and Lewandowski is, once again, going to have hugely talented footballers left, right and centre. However, wider daily life at Barcelona is now about to be microscopically examined by their new centre-forward. Xavi and his backroom staff have tried to purge all the horrible feelings they inherited. But this, don't forget, is a club which was in a terrible mess when it comes to precisely the standards which Lewandowski and probably any long-term Bayern star would consider basic. When Xavi took over, only last November, he found a lackadaisical attitude to timekeeping, diet and intensity of work. Moreover, he thoroughly disapproved of the way the medical side of the first team squad operated and, in fairness, there were plenty of desperately poor examples. Ousmane Dembélé's stratospherically bad sequence of injuries, especially given how few similar problems he'd suffered at Dortmund, would probably be the worst. But what about the failure of Ansu Fati's meniscus operations, plus his recuperations, and those hamstring problems which, all in all, have cost the prodigious goalscorer over 80 matches injured in less than 2 years? The 2021-22 Blaugrana season was dreadfully impacted by Pedri's long absences, a factor of being overplayed by both Barcelona and Spain at a very tender age. Nevertheless, nobody, Camp Nou football staff, medics, physios or fitness coaches, coped with how to manage having a phenomenon on their books. Nor have Barcelona's medics been able to keep Samuel Umtiti in physically competitive shape. Since he took charge, Xavi has insisted on drastic changes, sackings and hirings, in all three areas: physiotherapy, fitness preparation, and above all, with the rehiring of the notably excellent Dr. Ricard Pruna. However, all of these professionals are now going to be put to the test, and I say the word again, microscopically. Lewandowski, do not forget, is a fitness and well-being hawk. Should he discover standards or attitudes at Barcelona's Joan Gamper training ground below either what he's been living with at Bayern or what he believes in personally, there will immediately be tension. It's widely known that his wife, Anna, dictates the player's general diet. And it's known that this process, even if he eats his sweet before his main course or salad, has functioned spectacularly well. But in order to maximise his potential, Lewandowski, for example, has even employed a sleep therapist. He says, "We will argue about which side I should lie on in bed. I'm right-footed, but it's better for me to sleep on my left side, so I do." Your hat's off, mate. Testimonials to the 33-year-old's attitude and intensity of preparation come from the legendary striker and long-term Bayern spiritual leader Karl-Heinz Rummenigge. He says, "In our dressing room, nobody has as impressive a body as Robert." Or if you want, listen to Jupp Heynckes, treble winner with Bayern. "The thing about Robert which most impresses me is his professionalism, his ambition, his passion, and the physical shape he's in." Pep Guardiola limited himself to calling the Pole one of the most professional players I've ever worked with. Now, I guess it's possible you only viewed Lewandowski as a hungry, determined, prolific striker. It's possible, too, that you thought being a football manager really only pertained to the formation used, the tactics, coping with the media, winning or losing matches and trophies. But that's not it. The bedrock is, always has been, the daily work. Who's in the power seat? You or the players? Believe me, this can be an extremely threatening seesaw relationship. If there are 100% bona fide, world-class, hungry winners and fighters in your group, have you got them convinced? Almost as importantly, are your staff convincing those hawkish footballers with every word, every deed, with their attitudes, decisions, plans, communication skills, timekeeping, jokes? This, and so much more, will be the fuel of whether Lewandowski is satisfied, even inspired by his new environment, and whether or not he ignites. Barca have signed a guy who has only played in two Champions League finals, 1-1, and not scored in either. Yet he's a phenomenon in the competition. Only Messi and CR7 have outscored him, and his ratio, goals to games, 86 in 106, is only bettered all time by Alfredo Di Stefano. Given that we're talking about a guy who turns 34 on the day of Barca's second league match, he's at camp now principally for immediate impact in the vastly lucrative Champions League, where Barca want to earn close to 400 million in the next three seasons, even more than in La Liga. The club craves his goal assurance in the one arena where they can make inroads into their extraordinary debt. Xavi will, unquestionably, be tempted to rest the striker ahead of some key Champions League matches, something this guy who's averaged a 95% appearance rate in all available Dortmund and Bayern fixtures since 2010 isn't used to and won't like. Who wins that argument? Another test Lewandowski brings to Barca. In all, this is going to be pretty fascinating to watch. And there's no question that now Barca have invested so heavily in him, the man from Warsaw needs to deliver. Side note, two friendlies, two reasonable performances, no goals yet. However, I promise you, there'll be some Camp Nou staff and players who haven't experienced anything precisely like this guy before. Frankly, they'd better be up to scratch.